Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. The first bout of severe weather in southern Minnesota included tornadoes, large hail, and strong winds. The National Weather Service says a tornado was on the ground near Amboy in Blue Earth County about 6:25 last night and damaged a farm building. A trained spotter shot video of a twister near Mattawan in Waseca County. Photos showed a tornado near Truman and a funnel cloud was spotted near Wabasha. The hail reports were impressive. 3.5-inch hail was reported in Lake Crystal. 3-inch stones fell near Faribault and Morristown. And Owatonna, Lakefield, Lake City, and Windham received 2-inch hail. Businesses impacted by Operation Metro Surge testified in front of a House committee yesterday. J.D. Delgado owns a small business in Lakeville and says ICE operations kept some of his employees from working.
When the people who are supposed to protect you are the people you are hiding from, something has gone very, very wrong.
House Democrats have proposed a bill to provide aid for businesses, school, and local governments, but they'll need at least one Republican vote in the tied House. Representative Dave Pinto.
If this was a natural disaster, we'd absolutely be acting on it. We'd be doing so for moral grounds, and as Chair Gomez said, we'd also be doing so because it's in the self-interest of everyone.
The testimony was taken in the House Ways and Means Committee. A new study led by the University of Minnesota investigated claims of a connection between fluoride in drinking water and children's IQ. Professor Rob Warren says they looked at data from 10,000 high school seniors in Wisconsin from 1957 through this year.
And what we found was there's just no difference. Whether you never got exposed to fluoride or whether you did through municipal drinking water systems or whether you happen to live in a place that just naturally has enough fluoride made no difference for IQ.
The study was published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. The Lynx are welcoming TCU guard Olivia Miles to Minnesota. The Lynx selected Miles number 2 in last night's WNBA draft, and coach Cheryl Reeves says she will give them a top 5 point guard in the league immediately.
Courtney Williams is watching. I don't mean to suggest that she's not a great point guard, but this is the first real point guard we've had since Lindsey Whalen. When I say real, you know, like that kind of generational, makes a living doing it. We're really excited for sure.
Miles averaged a career-high 19.6 points per game for the Horned Frogs in her senior season. Minnesota also drafted Utah guard Lainey White in the 3rd round. And the Minnesota Twins routed the Boston Red Sox 13-6 in the series opener at Target Field. Minnesota scored 11 times in the first 2 innings. Victor Caratini, Ryan Kriegler, Byron Buxton, and Ryan Jeffers all hit home runs. The Twins are tied with Cleveland for first place in the AL Central. This is MNN.